Hello, I'm Marianne Johnson, author of Becoming a Present Parent and the weekly writer at MarianneJohnsonCoach.com. Today's article is called There is Always Something to Work On. A few years ago, I stopped business building after 10 years. I published a book and I've continued to write, but my main focus shifted to caregiving for my family. For now, it's my calling and mission. My mother has Alzheimer's and lives with us. My husband has been ill for some time. My daughter has begun working full-time, and I get my grands off to school most days and help care for my granddaughter who has severe cerebral palsy. It's a lot. I take it very seriously. I use prayer to stay focused on what matters and what to add or delete from my life. It's imperative to receive this help in our busy four-generation household. Without direction, it would be impossible for me to maintain balance. Through prayer, I understood that my mission needed to change from speaking and teaching to caregiving. It was equally clear that I should continue to write my weekly article, post once daily, and still work with a few mentees. It wasn't an easy choice. I loved what I was doing, but I trust God. So after agonizing for a few months, I made a leap of faith. A couple of years passed. And then this spring, I understood that I needed to add two resource sections to my newsletter, Resources Worth Sharing and the Homeschool Corner. That added to my workload. By the way, I am always on the hunt for excellent resources to share. Got one? Please send it my way. Then a couple of months ago, I felt prompted to begin making the articles into audios. Yikes! I have put it off for a while. I made a few attempts to figure it out, but then would let it go in frustration. However, this week, I determined to get it done. And after some crying and hand-wringing, I did it. Can I say that I am over the top proud of myself? I have asked a few questions as I have implemented these new things. Why would I be asked to let go of something I loved and was good at, which impacted others for good, to care for my family? After all, it was my dream and passion. Why would God ask me to keep writing and mentoring when life is crazy busy and it's easy to feel overwhelmed? Why does God keep asking me to learn how to do hard things? Isn't what I do enough? What should I be learning? In the past two decades, God has asked me to let go of several things that I loved and which mattered to me. It was never easy to decide, but I did because I trust God. What have I learned from letting go? I have learned that I can make hard decisions even when they fly in the face of what others think I should do. I have learned that life isn't always about me and what makes me happy. I have learned that when we give something up, we make space for something else. Often, it's of more value than what we gave up. Every week, I get one or more emails from those who read what I write and those that I mentor. They consistently relay the message that what I share matters to them, helps, and gives them confidence and hope in their efforts. Every week, in my small way, I have an impact. As for question number three, I've pondered it diligently. Here's what I think. I need confidence that whatever is required of me, I can learn how to accomplish it. With God, all things are possible. In the coming days and years, this clear belief, backed by my own experience, will help not only me, but others. Life can be tough. I've also learned that when we're faced with something we don't know how to do, or a problem we're unsure how to solve, we need to move. As soon as we take even a small step, resources and people that we need begin to come to us. But the key is to move. God can't steer a parked car. Another thing, getting older is not easy. things change, and it's tempting to begin doubting yourself and your abilities. My memory has become an issue. I will recall your face, but I may not know your name, where we met, or anything about you. It scares me because I may see you in the future. And despite this current hardship, I want you to know that I'm your friend and I love you. It matters to me. My energy level has changed too. I can still work rings around many younger people, but I feel the difference. However, God keeps asking me to learn and grow despite the challenges of aging. He asks me to keep sharing with you. I believe he wants me to remain confident in my ability to impact my small piece of the world for good, despite the limitations I may face. We really are never too old to influence others positively. I'm sharing all of this so you know where I am and why I do what I do. It may help you, because what you need to do in your current life may be kicking your butt. Maybe you struggle to do as you feel moved. Perhaps you're afraid to give up something you love to make space for something new. Perhaps your needs outstrip your current abilities or skills, and you must learn something. Maybe something has changed and you're scared. Perhaps you need a mentor. This is the process of life. It never stops. It doesn't matter if you're 25, 50, or over 70 like me. We need to keep pushing the boundaries of what we know so we can serve better. We need to be obedient to what our promptings, gut, or thoughts tell us. We need to be willing to go to some scary places. How do I know this? Let me share a story that drove this home to me. I was younger, but I am living the truth of what I learned then. Marjorie and Marion were 80-year-old twins. They had both lost their spouses and lived together. Every day they took a walk around the block arm in arm. One day Marion was walking alone and she was a bit tippy on her feet. I saw her and was worried, so I went out and said, "Marion, can I walk with you?" As we walked, she talked about her life and her sister. They had been fighting and she was sad. Their relationship had been a mess for a few days. She was trying to figure out what to do about it. She began to cry. I was stunned. I couldn't help myself. And despite her tears, I blurted out, "Marion, I thought when I got to your age, I would have it all worked out." Through her tears, she began laughing. "Oh, goodness, honey, that will never happen. There's always something to work on." So take heart. You are not yet 80. And so, as Marion said, there is always something to work on. Addendum. Because I keep learning hard things, here's what is new as of today. Each weekly article has a featured image. Please note that in the corner, you will see a small sound icon. Click it and voila, you can listen to the article. You will also see a sound bar at the end of each piece. Again, you can listen in. God knows that you are busy and that sometimes listening is more accessible than reading. That's why he had me learn this new, hard thing. Here is the caveat. I won't be doing any fancy editing. I won't be taking out all the little mistakes. No musical introduction, no logo. Just me, a busy mom, grandmother, and caretaker, sharing with you. You get what you get. I hope it will be enough and that you and I can continue to learn from one another as we share our experiences. Listen, I never give up until I learn how to do what is required. You do the same. And if you do, it will be enough. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.